Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
It's Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back 17 to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com, which could not have been written without having known Dr. Arki Chankute, my trust mentor. That book is, he's all over the essence of that book. Arki, thanks again for being here. Thanks for 20 great years of being part of our world and for all that you do to help us understand the concept of trust.
Well, my pleasure, Jim, and that's quite a compliment. Thank you. That is a good, excellent, excellent book. Very timely, I mean that sincerely.
Thank you. Very, very worth reading. We're talking about trust, folks, with the current events, from a current event standpoint, and the big current event, it's not the elephant in the living room, because we're talking about it. It's right out there in front of us, and that's the coronavirus issue. And one of the challenges, what we need now, Arki, I think, is leadership. And the foundation of leadership is trust. No question about it.
Yes.
And so we don't need more politicians now. We don't need people taking advantage, trying to take political advantage of this. This is too serious. We need leaders who can tell the truth, can say they don't know when they don't know, and who can get over their differences and make things happen that will protect us. That's the big trust elephant in the living room right now, isn't it?
That's correct. And I think that what we need there, since there's a huge unknown and a lot at stake, is we need leadership to help us define that unknown. In other words, we don't know now. But the CDC statement, I think, makes a lot of sense to me. It says, not if but when, but it also says prepare. Well, if you can prepare without panic, prepare without fear, that's a lot different and a lot more positive. And then I would like to see leadership define some points in this vast unknown, some points of reference. For instance, when cases peak, how will we know that the statistics from overseas or from the UN or from China are accurate or not? Where are the points? And this is true for every.
And these are what you call the ground rules, aren't they?
That's right. Yes, and you need to have ground rules, and you need to have commitment to those ground rules. And ground rules, remember, it's like I always think of baseball,
And ground rules apply to both teams. Ground rules apply to both parties. I don't have my version of trust. And you have your version of trust. It's either trust or it isn't.
That's right.
It's binary. It's binary, isn't it? It's trust or it isn't.
Yes. When the ball bounces over the fence, we don't argue about it.
That's right.
Both sides know. That's a ground rule.
That's right. We all know that.
That's right. But until you know it, now what do we do? So that's very important. So I would like to see, and I think the CDC has a role to play here, a big role, because of their experience, in the past, and their connections, their worldwide connections, professional connections, mm-hmm. mean a lot to these people, So we need to define some benchmarks in this vast, scary unknown. When we will know more. When we get to this benchmark, we'll know more. When we get to this benchmark, be more predictable.
Right.
In the meantime, you prepare to some extent without panic.
And that kind of logical information, given in a way that sounds like leadership, attempts to establish trust, that's what prevents us from becoming hysterical and allows us to deal with the situation and not let it get out of hand. Because if we ever become hysterical, then things can go downhill real fast.
Well, especially because we're going to give it to each other. So there's another factor in there.
Right.
I mean, so you want to have your teamwork, you want to have your community, your togetherness be cooperative and helpful. This can be done, even in the face of this unknown, again, by identifying and communicating about these benchmarks.
Well, absolutely. And so what else should we be thinking about? What's another factor of trust in all this?
Well, here's the thing. I think that when there are solutions that are being proposed, that those solutions need to be genuine commitment, and that we need, as individuals and business people, to make genuine commitments. Now, commitment is a condition. I call it a condition of no conditions. And it's when all the reservations, it's like you're standing up on a high dive, mm-hmm. you're getting ready to jump, and you got a lot of questions and worries and so forth. And so the thing is, we call those reservations. All of those reservations need to be shared and need to be dealt with together. And you're still going to have some. Every time you jump off the diving board, there's some unknown, but you try to minimize those through communication of your teamwork. So what we commit to as a society is very, very important, and our ability to trust our institutions and our leadership is also critical. And remember, you can get to a point after repetitive tries, you can trust a source to be untrustworthy. That's
mm-hmm.
trust.
That's right.
Not going to be reliable.
That's the binary. That's the binary part. It's either on or it's off. It's trustworthy or it's not. Hold on to that thought, Arky. I need your website again one more time. Learningcenter.net, is that right?
Learningcenter.net.
The book is called Built on Trust. Find a copy some way. I don't care what it costs. Buy the book. You'll thank me later. Intel, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.